I don't know if you'll remember this, but there was an era of this kind of work being made by humans also. I feel like a porn historian right now,
Okay.
which is not a good title to carry around.
Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Keshav,
right.
Welcome
Hey,
back.
Hussein. Hey, welcome back.
How's it going? How's everything?
All good, man, all good. I'm really excited about this story today.
Yes, and let's jump in, man. So firstly, thank you to Ayush, a close
friend. Thank you,
friend.
Ayush.
Yeah, and listener who sent in a version of this story. Yeah, so he shared the story with me. We have found an article in that same space to kind of anchor our discussion on. Yeah, but thank you, Ayush. It's a kind of serious discussion. Let's see where it goes, because I think lives
are
impacted.
Discussion. Definitely we need to put out a minor trigger warning.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, so trigger warning, and the headline will kind of tell you why we are giving that trigger warning. So the headline reads that blackmailers are using deep fake nudes to bully and extort victims, warns the FBI. Now,
and this is a FBI sort of thing, even though some of these stories are happening
in India. Absolutely. Great clarification. Yeah. So, in fact, the article Ayush had sent was, I think, a northeastern, somewhere in that region. The same thing is
happening.
Yeah, or
Bangladesh, but that area. India,
yeah.
Bangladesh. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, it is a very local problem as well. So, now the FBI has issued an advisory warning of an uptick in extortion schemes involving fake nudes created with the help of AI editing tools. The agency says that as of April this year, it's received an increasing number of reports of such sextortion schemes. Malicious actors find benign images of a victim on social media and then edit them using AI to create realistic and sexually explicit content.
And by benign, they mean like
normal,
innocent,
like,
I guess.
Yeah, just something that would just be regular, you know, like you and I posing.
Just
at,
kids having fun, people fun. Having fun. Normal, which has nothing.
Family friendly, let's put it that way.
Family friendly is a great way of putting it.
Yes. So, family friendly pictures that are being taken, edited using AI, and converted into nudes or sexually explicit content. Yeah.
Right.
Now, the photos are then sent directly to the victims by malicious actors for sextortion or harassment, writes the agency. Once circulated, victims can face significant challenges in preventing the continual sharing of the manipulated content or removal from the internet.
Yeah, because then it's like a contagious disease, right? It's an infection. It's spread. There's nothing you can do.
Correct. Now, the FBI says that blackmailers typically use such material to demand real nude images from a victim or payments of some sort. That's surprising, yeah?
That's very stupid. It's like you rob a bank and then you say, give me fake money. or other way around. Like, you know, you go in with fake money and say, now give me real
give
money.
Give me real money. Good example. So, the agency says, the key motivators for this are a desire for more illicit content, financial gain, or to bully and harass others.
It's a power game, right? Largely.
Absolutely power game, yeah. So, see, you know, I think this thing, you know, where they are saying that I have a fake nude of yours, give me a real nude. Maybe what is happening is, like, say there are all of these influencers, right, who put a lot of themselves out there. What ends up happening is many of their followers may have a crush on them or may, you know, fantasize about them.
Fantasize, fall in love, whatever.
Whatever. So that may be their end game, that let me make a nude, an AI generated nude, blackmail them with this and get them to send me a real one.
Right. Because you've DM'd them in the past and they've ignored you. So this is like, Avara Ashik internet era.
I don't get the reference, but...
It's just a term. Like, you know, so the guy who stalks you after tuition class, after...
Okay. Yes, internet version.
If you're a pretty girl in a small town, every step you make out of the house, there is some boy who's a fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good example.
Like, we've never experienced this. Not because we're not good-looking people. We are good-looking people. Yes, I know this is a podcast, but... But when we step out of the house, even when we were, like, say, 14 or 15, we didn't have, like, pieces of paper rolled up falling on us.
Mm-hmm.
Flattering as it may be, I don't think you would like to go out of the house with nothing falling on you or nothing landing on you or you just being...
Yeah.
Walking in fear of being watched constantly is also not fun.
Not good. Yeah, great point.
To put it mildly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the agency recommends that the public exercise caution when sharing images of themselves online. But this is difficult advice to follow.
It's stupid advice.
It's stupid advice.
To give.
Yeah. Now, only a few images or videos are needed to create a deep fake. And no one can be completely safe from such extortion schemes unless they remove all images of themselves from the web.
Are we also at risk?
Absolutely, man. You are at major risk, Keshav, because
I'm bald?
No. Because you're putting yourself out there more and more.
Yeah. Mm. No, so my question then is if somebody comes to me with this kind of content,
yeah,
I'll just be like, how much do I need to pay you for this? Like, thank you for the service. But I guess we're shameless. I'll speak for myself.
Okay, so continuing. Jokes apart now. And they said that no one can be safe unless they remove all images of themselves from the web. Even then, individuals could covertly capture photographs in real life if they know their target personally. Nude deepfakes first began to spread online in 2017 when users on forums like Reddit began using new AI research methods to create sexually explicit content of female celebrities.
Right.
Yeah, so that's like influencer, that kind of fanboying, fangirling, whatever thing.
Yeah.
Now, although there have been some attempts to counter the spread of this content online, tools and sites to create deepfake nudes are easily accessible. The FBI notes that such sextortion schemes may violate several federal criminal statutes. There are also a limited number of global laws that criminalize the creation of such non-consensual fake images. Yeah, and that is, I think, what our discussion will be largely on. Yeah. So now in Virginia, in the US, for example, deepfakes are outlawed as a type of revenge porn, while the UK is currently planning to make the sharing of such images illegal in its upcoming online safety bill.
Yeah. It needs to be criminalized, right? That is the only way this would. Mm. It actually reminds me of an episode from Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
From, I think, the new season.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Joan is Awful.
Oh, yes. I've watched that. Salma Hayek one, right? Yeah.
So, there is that whole story is about how she has contractually given her likeness to a content providing streaming service.
Yes.
Who then has the license to create her likeness as content. So it's like using just her digital. She's not acting in it, but she's in the videos. So then I think that's the new form that maybe even influencers may need to take.
Yeah, great point, man. So no one knows what they really, really look like. And to shield yourself from these kinds of threats, your online persona is always a little different from your real self.
Yeah, from what you are in real life, right?
Man, so maybe is that what the metaverse was all about?
Oh God, that's what Mark Zuckerberg was going
was
for.
Was trying to do, but
was
everyone
was trying to build.
Build.
No takers.
No takers, because
I'm glad. I'm glad no takers, because that is just a dirty world.
No, but doesn't
like, imagine
it
how
shield
much corrupt,
you? Doesn't
I don't know
it
because it will also make for that much more. What kind of content do you call this? This is smut only, I mean.
So anyway, okay, my question was, now yeah. I think also to give listeners context, you know, when we decided to do this topic, I think Keshav, a great point that you raised was, it's a very sensitive issue for a woman, or my guess is for anyone, to have their nudes out there in the public is a very sensitive thing. And how can we approach this? So my point to discuss was, see, this is technically not a nude, right? It's a
fake.
It's a fake. Does that make anything different for you? Okay, let's take ourselves.
Even for me, even for somebody else's. Let's say I came across somebody, a famous celebrity's deep fake nude, or a Instagram celebrity's deep fake nude. How do you know it's fake nude, right?
So the
that's the reason. It's so good quality, the AI. It's so
realistic, yeah.
So realistic that you cannot tell. I don't know if you'll remember this, but there was an era of this kind of work being made by humans also.
Okay.
I feel like a porn historian right now.
Okay.
This is not a good title to carry around. But around 2005-10,
okay,
very early, right? There was one website that went viral. It was called desibaba.com.
Okay. Keshav, I think you are proving that you are a porn historian.
I know, which is why I had to do the disclaimer up top only. I was still in college. I was doing my master's, I think, at the time, or whatever. So
you were the target audience, basically.
I was TG at that time.
You were TG at that time.
Sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy was, I think, either one person or many people, I don't know. But that site, it was US-based Indians. They would take in Bollywood celebrities and Photoshop nudes onto them.
Okay.
But this was a different era. There was no AI there. Isme karigari tha, you know. So
yeah.
We had to like match the pictures, match
pixel
lighting,
by
physically
pixel.
Sit. No, also the starting point of the nude picture that you select and the starting point of the face that you select has to match.
Match.
So they were doing it with such quality craft that, you know, they got critical acclaim.
And it was only images, is it?
It was only images.
Okay.
But the world didn't care too much for them because the people in it were celebrities, and celebrities don't get much sympathy, right? Because if it was, now today the matter is very different because it is almost everyday people.
Yeah, yeah. So what was, do you remember the outcome? Like what had happened?
Nothing, it just got a lot of news. I think that guy, they shut it down eventually. And it was easy to shut it down because I think it was in the US and they figured out a legal way. I think, I'm guessing the celebrities got together and figured it out. It had nothing to do with what's happening in India, I think.
Okay. So now my question to you is, okay, when something like this happens, so say I'm giving my point of view here, okay? And I may be very, it's my point of view. I don't know if it will align with what is happening. But I know, for example, that I have never posed nude, okay, for anyone. I know that. Okay?
Not even for a portrait.
No, not even for a portrait.
How quaint is that?
So, if tomorrow someone DMs me and says that here are your nudes, I will know that I have never done that. So, I myself will know that, okay, this is fake. Right? So, if you want to circulate it, circulate it. I myself know that it is not mine.
But, you know, as a man, we have that luxury. As men, I mean, we have that. So I'll tell you what, because it doesn't, it's not so humiliating to us. It is humiliating, but it's not our
Izzat
modesty.
Ka sawal.
Yeah, it's not outraging our modesty, as the law would say.
So that's what, you know, where I say, like,
even within that, actually, I'll give you a nuanced cut, I feel. The space where men get blackmailed for nudes is very different, I think. The
space where men get affair or whatever.
That or another one, which is, I'd read an article about how bugs, yeah, I guess software bugs, or Trojan.
It takes over your webcam
while you're watching porn. And let's say you're rubbing one out. It takes pictures of you in a very, very compromising position. That picture for a man is, depending on the man's mindset, either embarrassing or be like, okay, you know what, you to sab karte hai, do what you want.
So, okay, let's say that that was the image sent to me. Okay.
Okay, let's work with this.
Let's say that it was something that I would personally feel very embarrassed
just to make it apples and apples.
Apples
right?
and apples, yeah. Still, okay, if I know that this is not me, say, for whatever reason, right? I know that this is not me and I know that this is a fake.
Yeah.
How would that, my approach to this would be, I know that it's not me, do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm not going to give you money. I'm not going to give you anything, okay? Because I know it's not me, and people whose opinions matter to me will trust me that it is not me. I don't care about anything else.
But I think society gives men a lot more leeway.
Fair.
So
that's what I'm coming to.
Doesn't give women that leeway at all.
That's what I'm coming to. That does that. For a woman, do you think, if they are confident that this is not them, do you feel they will still be very embarrassed?
Yeah, because we're not, it's not an, the embarrassment thing is not in silo or in it's not an alone thing. It's a social lens that gives us this shame feeling.
Okay, so that means that's what I was trying
outside in, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was trying to understand, that if you know this is not you, then why should...
That's not enough. It's almost like a guilty until proven innocent scenario, right? Because tongues are wagging by then.
Yeah. So, I feel like... okay, so I think this is helping me understand that it's very different for a woman if this were to happen to her. She may not have that luxury of... Even though she's confident it's not her and it's a deep fake, she will still... she may still give in to the threat and the extortion.
Yeah, because she will be then looked at differently. And we have to also, be empathetic towards a modern lifestyle. The modern lifestyle is such that couples, even people who are living together, let's say somebody travels, there is the exchange of nudes. It's a form of intimacy. It has become a form of intimacy, of exchanging nudes. When you combine with the... So the intent in that is not to find fame or to be out there. The intent is very like just within each other, like two people, very sacred. So it does put the doubt, the seed of doubt, right? Ki, oh, and God forbid, imagine if you've broken up with that person.
Revenge. That's again revenge porn.
And even if it was not revenge, like let's say that person was also innocent, but you will wonder, no?
So what do we want to solve, Keshav?
Yeah, so I think it'll be nice if women felt safer, even if they were taking nudes.
Oh, okay.
Because that is the ideal. Because that's harsh to say that, okay, we put a camera in your phone. But don't you dare take a nude.
No, so the problem here is that they are not taking nudes, but they are still getting extorted.
I know, but I'm saying, even if I took a nude, I should feel safe.
Okay. That's the best case scenario.
That's the best case scenario. It's like, you know, the argument, and I don't know if I'm just being ridiculous here, but you know, the argument where even if I was walking nude, I should not be raped.
Man, this is a tough one, huh? Okay,
yeah.
So
tough watch it.
I remember, Keshav, so we had a an episode sometime in the past. It was, I think, about Instagram banning nudes or something like that.
Yeah, Instagram had a no tits policy, right? For the longest time. I think it still does.
It still does?
Unless your nipples are taped, you can't. I think the AI picks it up.
Something, yeah. And I think the solution that we had come up with in that episode was that you draw a picture of your nude or whatever and you send that picture. Something like that. You know, something to get around.
Send nudes ke liye.
Yeah.
or invest some money and print a book of coloring book. Karta na, paint by numbers wala. Yeah. So, you just put number one, okay, around the tits shadow, little bit, this is for the abdomen.
So, basically, you get that. That
the reason I'm saying this is, you know, why, the reason I'm going this deep is, or this direction is, a lot of these people doing the extortions are minors, they're children, they're 14, 16-year-old babies.
Yeah. Yeah, and they are making money.
Their value systems have not developed. You know, it's just neglect, actually, if you think about it. They've not been raised to or taught to understand these basics.
Yeah.
Which is why I went coloring book.
Yeah. So basically, if I want to share nudes, I print out an adult coloring book. And this is not those mandalas.
It's suddenly an adult coloring book. It's no longer a mandala, like you said. It's a genuine adult coloring book. So there's the solution. Adult coloring books is the way out of this.
And I post that to my lover. Or
no, make a payment link. Buy payment it, link. Merch.
Huh, so that's what the person who wants my nudes then,
yeah,
or who is seeking my nudes, buys this adult coloring book.
Buys
and
it.
They color out a nude of me themselves.
Themselves. So then it's art that you have made. You will, because art is also channeling of energy, right?
Yeah.
Then you'll not sit and make deep fakes and nudes and all of that. You've made a deep fake nude yourself with your hands. Now you frame it on your wall. Now shut up.
Beautiful, man. If you know, if the world,
if you're a woman, yeah, let's ask our listeners now. If you're a woman, would you do this?
Would you do this? If you're a woman who wants your lover to have access to pictures of yourself, would this solution make you feel safer versus taking
pictures?
For a
lover, then I think then you'll give millions of colors wala resolutions.
Yeah.
Proper JPEG.
JPEG, yeah.
For those people, I think proper shared files is okay. This is for creeps.
Oh, specifically for creeps. Yeah. Okay.
Because within a relationship, I think people, that's where the trust comes from, right? Later, people break each other's trust. That's a human problem. That's not a social.
No, but Keshav, the thing here is, see, the problem is, I don't think there's a difficulty in getting the nudes across. The problem is the misuse, right?
The misuse.
And the misuse is happening even when there are non-nude pictures.
Yeah. So, because, you know, people like Snapchat did try to solve this.
Yeah.
Snap did introduce the disappearing image. They were the creators of it, right? Because of this reason. Because 14-year-olds could not keep their phones out of their pants. And as a society, it's our responsibility. If you give a child a phone with a camera, it is going to go in their pants.
Yeah.
It's just facts.
Yeah.
Just because we didn't have them, we can't say, oh, we didn't do it. We didn't do it because we didn't have them.
Yeah. And, you know, a digression, but I was, I stumbled across a great YouTube video. Okay, so the YouTube video was, the topic was porn addiction in youth and in people today. And how it's a pandemic.
It's an epidemic. Yeah. It is a pandemic, yeah.
The lady who was talking in that video, she said that the only way to help the youth, and I'm a parent now, okay, so these are things that I worry about.
You have to think about.
About. So she said that the only way to help the generation is to treat the internet like a loaded weapon. That is the only way in
you're
which...
You're carrying a loaded weapon in your hand.
Yeah. And how do you train...
Every waking hour.
Every week. And how do you train someone to handle a loaded gun? The same training needs to happen for any... For a child with access to the internet. You know, it should not be unsupervised. It should always... There are rules, right? To handle a loaded gun. It should always be kept under lock and key. That is the kind of monitoring and training to train people how to, if ever there is a mishap, you train the person to react the same way you would train them to react to a loaded gun.
There it is, shoot a bullet, here it is, shoot a load.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
But yes, great parallel.
Great parallel. Yeah, so this is important. This is important because I don't know what the solution is for this.
So, yeah. Pandemic. So sorry to interrupt, Keshav, but I think the solution that's coming to my mind is not. So I feel like this generation is screwed. Okay, uska already bigad gaya.
Gaya.
Right?
Gaya.
Gaya.
Are you saying like a? Are you saying like a? What do you call that? A genocide?
No.
No. Okay. Sorry. Just wipe out 14 to 25. For the first time ever, it's a very human across races. Because in the past, races, genocide has always been for one race.
For this is an age-based
thing. Just wipe them out. Sorry, bye.
You know, like that car recall from all cars.
Yeah, like a car
recall.
Ye defect piece hai. Ye hum log wapas le rahe. And I have so many friends in that age bracket, so I really feel bad for them. I love you guys very deeply.
I think maximum of our listener base is in that age.
Our listener base is that. Kuch bache gaye nahi, we'll hear an echo from next week. Just crickets going.
So my point is that see, it's like a, you know, chalo, business loss, cost of business. Gaya, gaya to gaya. This age range is gone.
It's too far to
help them. At least the newer crop.
Next batch.
Let's start training them. Let's start
them.
You know, building their... because it takes a different
habits.
Set Party of social...
Train them properly.
Yeah, it takes a different set of social skills, I think. And ethics
because also
and
it's
morals.
A hand-me-down, no? These rotten apples.
Yeah.
are screwing it up for the younger kids also.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're on to something.
Yeah, because, see, if you think about it, it is a moral solution. The solution lies in ethics and in morals and in right, knowing what is right and wrong. The people who are doing it have zero, like you said, you know, moral compass. Imagine.
The ones who are doing the deep fakes, not
the ones
who are
doing,
addicted to porn.
Yeah, the ones who are doing, yes, the ones who are doing the deep fakes. See, porn is an addiction, it harms you, okay? And I always believe that if you're doing something that harms you yourself, do it, it's okay. At least you're not taking down 5-10 other people.
Yeah.
You are harming yourself, it's not good in the long run, but the harm
it's your
is...
Right.
It's your right. Beautiful.
It's your right.
But when you're doing this, you are harming other people, which is wrong.
That's where it becomes criminal in nature.
Mm. So, yeah, I think, I don't know if we are suggesting it, but it seems to be.
It seems like, you know, I think this is our most edgy solution ever.
So, we've this come is
this
Keshav.
Far. Do we want to go into execution also? Or just suggestion pe chhod denge?
Nahin, we've always been a suggestion pe chhod do podcast.
We've always been suggestion.
Yeah. But what is coming to Keshav, this is like a calibrated Thanos ka snap. You know, he...
yeah. So, since we are going there, might as well, let's do like a Marvel-themed amusement park. Bring all the kids in. One global event in 100 cities.
There goes our 80% of our listener base, Kishore.
Yeah, gone.
But it's a price we are willing to pay for the future of humanity.
For the future of mankind.
Okay, thank you for listening, everyone.
We hope that
this has not offended too many people.
Too many people.
It's all jokes.
We are not going to kill any youth.
Not at all. We're not going to kill anyone, man. Come on.
Yeah, we're not going to kill anyone. We don't want you dead.
Yeah.
Wink.
And if you love the show, please contribute PayPal.
we think you should be dead. Give us money.
It's easy now. There's UPI also in there. Just
UPI.
One
or,
click.
Or, you know, if you have money in your bank account and you're going to die, put us in your will.
Yeah. And you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Far From Fact.
Yes. And you can also follow us and rate us on Spotify and rate us
and
on
iTunes. Yeah. And tell your friends.
That's the best way people discover us.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.